Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. A few questions there. What?
I love the enthusiasm. It's incredible.
I'll do it again, will I?
Give us a proper radio one.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Any questions there, what?
Yeah.
And do you have any questions for us now? Yeah.
You two listen to a very specific type of radio. Or I'm guessing you listen to radio. You listened to radio once a few years ago and you just decided all radio sounds like
that. I think I based that off like Blind Boy or something. Not the way he's always like saying 2FM and he's like, yeah.
No.
Or Dave McSavage or something like that.
I just based it off the radio. What we do there is a bit exaggerated. A little bit. But it's a stereotype for a reason.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome. We have a brand new Cash Machine coming up for you on today. Stay tuned. We have some baggage coming up for you.
They're told to do that.
Do you think so?
Oh yeah. I've met them in person and they're all lovely. Not that they're not on the radio, but it's heightened.
So you used to be one.
What?
A radio presenter.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that.
Oh, you were.
Oh, man.
Were you a radio presenter ever?
Nope.
You were a producer of a big radio show.
I was. Now look at me.
How the mighty have fallen.
Well, I chose my path.
Speaking of your path, any listener questions?
Yes. First one, we got a few people, same as last week, saying they're enjoying Manson, but I won't go through all of them. But just one from Barry, I think you might enjoy. Really enjoying the Manson episodes. Lads, keep them coming. I want to hear how it turns out with the shite on the stairs.
So do we.
That's the one big question that I have out of all of this is, what the fuck?
And Google and ChatGPT have no answers for that either because I looked it up.
You've been doing your own work.
What happened to the poo?
Did you just pepper that in for our enjoyment? Is that false? Is that the one lie?
He dangled the poo to us because he knew we'd get our attention with poo talk.
It's not fair to dangle the poo.
You can't dangle the poo in a bag.
I didn't dangle anything.
Dangle berries.
It's true. Or as far as we know, it's true. I just saw that detail and said, that feels like one I'm going to have to mention to them.
That poop should be preserved, put in a case, and left in a museum.
Again, I don't think they retrieved the poo.
Well, how did they know that it happened?
Stain. There was a stain on the carpet.
Is that what it was?
I'd say so.
That carpet should be preserved.
You want to see when Frank shits on the mat?
Oh, there's no hope.
I had to buy a carpet cleaner for that reason.
I had to buy a brown carpet.
Yeah, you ended the last Manson episode. You both ended giving out about cleaning your carpet, dog.
Did we?
If you haven't listened to Manson yet and you want to know about the poop upstairs.
It will make more sense in the episode.
Yeah. Okay. Another Manson related but kind of a bigger one for you there, Joe, from David. He says he was listening to Manson Part 2 and noticed, Joe, you said it was easier to brainwash people since there was no phones back then. But David says, I thought the TikTok 7M cult / Shekinah church would be worth looking into. He watched a 3-part Netflix documentary on it. Said it was mental. You ever hear of that one?
No.
Is that the one about the influencers?
Yeah, it was about a talent management company.
That's the one. I've seen that one. That's a good watch.
Yeah.
Great shout there, Dave. Great show.
I wouldn't even think it has to be that specific. I would think when you can reach everyone in their pocket with your own unfiltered message using all sorts of tools like AI and whatever. I think it's much easier to brainwash people than it used to be.
I'd never be fooled.
Try it out. You'd never be fooled.
By AI?
You'd never be fooled.
It all looks so fake and dreamy, like, you know.
It's all a bit warped.
Having said that, I did think the Pope wearing that bubble jacket was genuine.
You did. There you go. You were fooled by AI.
Very real.
Yeah. Except for his seven fingers on one hand.
Yeah. And like a goblin in the background or something.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I fucking missed that one.
Adam from Waterford says he met you, Darren.
I remember Adam from Waterford. Oh.
Yeah, he says you're a legend.
How could I forget? It's the only
he
man.
He says he was like a fangirl. He was the only person in Waterford.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Untapped market for you.
Oh, be heading to Waterford. Yeah. I'll be going again and doing a few TikToks. Nice fella. He's going to the live show.
Good. Everyone should.
Got two tickets.
Legend.
Speaking of.
Two.
Anyone else?
Speaking of.
That's listening to. What's going on?
Get them.
Get them.
Get them.
Get them.
You told them.
You're all getting them now.
They're convinced.
All getting them, yeah.
October 20th, Vicar Street.
If you want to see Adam, Adam will be there.
We should hire that cult. Get them to sell a few tickets for us.
What the?
The influencer cult.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just take 100% profit.
Oh yeah. That's what they did, isn't it?
That's what'll happen. It's grand. Just sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the money. It's not about the money.
Adam says you're a lot taller than he expected.
Oh, really?
You are taller than people expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a fry. I wonder, did he get a fry? See, you look tall. I think you, if I didn't know you, I'd just seen this part of your body, I'd be like, he's
just
tall.
My head, yeah.
Your head. So it's in your head. Yeah. Kind of chest area, but he's a tall fella.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, just like, look tall. Look like a tall person.
By me face?
Yeah. Sometimes you can
the proportions of your head to your shoulders, yeah?
You would think. I have a long neck.
Like, so yeah. Kind
of, whereas you're the opposite.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, you would. You'd
think I was a small fella.
Yeah, I think you are small.
Like,
yeah.
Will Al White or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Small stout fella, like, you know, he's a small stout fella.
Yeah.
Climbs up on a stool. You know, one of them types of fellas.
Yeah.
But not you. You're a tall fella.
Mm.
How tall are you?
Slightly under 6 foot.
That's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing, that. Jesus.
Oh, God. Sorry I asked.
You could have fucking lied, man. It's a podcast. No one's going to fact check you.
I could have said 6'4".
Just like, under 6'4". Give
Google
yourself
it,
that.
Google it.
Reddit, man.
6'4".
Give it a Google.
6 foot when he has hair.
Mm. 6 foot in the shoes and 6'4" in hair. Shane says he wanted to point out that even Darren and Joe gave me stick about not tipping for the spice bag. Joe had claimed he would never accept tips at his food truck because he is charging what he thinks is a fair price already. Shane makes a very good point that you, way back when we were talking about tips, and we said, well, would you take a tip at your food truck? And you said no.
Correct.
But then you gave me shit for not giving you a tip.
Ah, probably messing. But honestly, one person did try to give us a tip and like I made a big deal about giving it back and then he ran off.
Crying.
He's like, ah, no, like, you're getting a tip.
Oh, you want this.
I was like, fuck. How do I fucking explain this one to revenue? And you should have gave a tip because the spice bag was free. That was that was me reasoning behind that. If you pay for the spice bag, there's no need for a tip.
If you don't pay for it, you have to tip €12.
Yes.
I would have
tip rate.
I would have tipped anybody else.
Just not me.
Just not you. How could I give you a tip?
And you got an experience. You came into the van.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a great time. With all the water under the bridge between us about tipping Joe, I couldn't be tipping you.
No, you couldn't. Not after all of that.
Dan says, sorry Joe, it's another one I'm having to go to. Of all the outrageous, untrue and contrary things Joe has said, the fact he thinks he could pull Lily Allen takes the top spot for me. Dan is a painter and decorator, and he wants to inform you the decorator in painter and decorator covers wallpaper and other wall finishes that aren't just painting.
So what's a wall? What's considered a wall finish?
Dan didn't go into that much detail.
Because it doesn't exist.
Maybe like pebble dashing or something like that?
No.
You wouldn't get a painter decorated to do pebble dash.
Well, I wouldn't call it painting and decorating. I'd call it paint. I'm a painter on wallpaper.
What's he mean? Like finish down it?
Skirtings and all that. Probably do skirtings. No, that's a woodworker's job.
Ain't no such thing. Oh, I'm telling you, painting and decorating. There's no decorating. You're painting and that's it.
Yeah.
Right. At last, a question for you. Nodge says, did you ever have a crisp like a what monster munch? Nodge.
Had a monster munch yesterday.
Well, he says, do you ever have a monster munch or a green / blue Pringle with too much flavour on it? Is there anything better in life?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no such thing as too much flavour.
Yeah,
when you get to the
flavour is good.
Oh, yeah. Meanies, you know, a packet of meanies.
That's a manufacturing error when you get lots of flavour.
It's their loss.
Wonderful.
It's their loss, but your gain.
It's wonderful.
You beat the system.
Especially prawn cocktail Pringles, when you get them covered in the prawn cocktail powder.
Yeah.
You're like, yes. Bastards.
If you get Texas barbecue Pringles and one of the Pringles is too brown, it's like, yes. I don't know what the seasoning is, but I'd go into the factory and put my head underneath the dispensary that seasons the crisps.
I think you take the seasoning and make a Pringles spice bag.
Oh, stop. Now you're talking. Now
Texas you're talking. Barbecue Pringles spice bag.
This may inform Nodge's follow-on question.
Leo.
Yeah, very good.
So he wants to know...
The crisps.
Nodge wants to know, if you're stranded on a desert island with an option of one packet of overly flavoured crisps, what would it be? His would be chipsticks.
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar is good, but I feel like that's probably the only crisp that if I had a lot of flavour, it'd be like not that nice. Mm. Like it'd be too like sour.
Yeah. The most sourest salt and vinegar that ever is on a packet of Discos.
Wow. The flavour on them is like...
Top notch.
Yeah. They're not shy now. They purposely... Let the hand slip. If there's a hand that does, oh, maybe it's a machine, I don't know.
They let the hand slip.
When they're doing the shaker.
Oh, yeah.
Very generous with the slipping of the hand. Probably wrong way of putting it.
They let the hand slip at the discos.
I love that you think each disco is individually flavoured.
Well, the disco, well, they'd have to be. They'd have to be, like,
from his experience from Crip manufacturing advertising.
I was going to say, should he be promoting discos?
Having said, yeah, Monkey Dory Buffalo Flavour, that's a top. When you get a well-seasoned Crip from that.
I think the cheese and onion Hunky Dory's are the nicest cheese and onion crisp you can get.
It's a big
really
claim.
Oh, they're class.
That's the most competitive division in crisps.
Yeah,
I think they're class, and that's not because of my affiliation or that, but they really are.
The cheese and onion
with a sambo, oh yeah.
Are you thinking of sour cream and onion?
No, he's right.
Cheddar cheese and onion,
they're pretty good. Yeah,
they're really nice.
Quiva wants to know, would Joe rather try to climb Mount Everest or swim from Ireland to France? Which does he presume he'd be more naturally gifted at?
So it's climb Mount Everest or
swim from Ireland to France. Let's say from Dublin to just the north coast of France.
I think climbing Everest is fairly easy. It's time consuming and it's expensive, but it's easy to do. It's walking, it's a hike.
It's doable.
It's a hike.
Why do so many people die on that hike?
I'll tell you why they die. They die because they get impatient because there's so many people doing it. They actually die because they unclip from the tether to have a piss. That's when they die. They die because there's too many people taking selfies on the top and there's only like 1 hour of daylight on the top, and then like everyone has to go down. So everyone's taking too much time, and that's how they're all dying on Everest, is because everyone's so fucking dilly-dally and going on without oxygen. And if you done it by the book and you done it properly and you could afford it, it's not impressive to climb Mount Everest anymore. It's just expensive.
I'd agree. It's a lot. Yeah. Significantly less impressive anyway. I do still think it's a massive physical challenge anyway.
So swimming from Ireland to France.
Oh, yeah.
That one is definitely a challenge. I don't think I could do that.
Oh,
how long would
that again?
Take? I don't think I could do that. I could swim to England.
We'll stick that on a loop and play it at a live show.
That's him saying, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that. You'd get very fun out of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Mix it in with, I think climbing Everest is easy. Yeah. I don't think I could swim.
I could run the marathon.
No, that's too far. Ireland to France is really fucking far.
How long would it take?
Days.
Put it into Google Maps. Does it have a swimming option?
Actually, someone on Reddit, on the swimming Reddit, asked this very question. Is it even possible for anyone to swim from Ireland to France? And the first answer is just no.
Yeah, tell yourself, like, impossible. Like.
Right, so Everest it is. If someone came to you tomorrow and said, Joe, all expenses paid trip to climb Everest, would you take it?
If I could guarantee that I wouldn't be killed, yeah.
Well, you can't.
No, I wouldn't.
There's an element of adventure in all this.
There's no adventure in it. If you could guarantee that nobody else was doing it at the same time, then I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it.
The pictures of the queues on Everest are mad, aren't
they? It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgraceful. They had to close certain like routes, like there's routes that people take, and they had to close them because too many people were taking them and destroying them, and it's a load of me bollocks. It's not impressive. You're just rich. It's the same thing with a submarine as well. Like, people with too much money doing stupid things. Like, you don't need to go down and look at the Titanic. What are you doing that for?
You actually don't need to.
You don't need to go to Everest.
There's lots of things you don't need to do, but you might want to do.
Why would you want to do that?
See the Titanic.
Just watch the film.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, in fairness.
I mean, you got it pretty accurate. And it was afloat for most of the film.
So. Go to the Titanic Museum.
Yeah.
Fair. Fair point. Sean wants to know, if you had to live as a telly, but you could choose the only thing people were allowed to watch on you, what would it be?
Telly shopping.
Why?
Don't know.
Darren just likes selling things.
You said that so quickly and so definitively, I thought that you had thought about this already.
Yeah, you've thought.
Quite deeply.
No.
No?
Or the Cube. I don't know. Something. Game show, maybe.
The Cube. Jesus.
But you have to listen to what it, like, this is going on in your head, I guess.
Oh, well then, fucking MTV bass or something. A few tunes.
Okay, fair. Yeah, I suppose. And
there's not much you can do with that question. Just tell you what channel it is.
There's only an infinite amount of TV shows. Or
but you can have logic behind it. Like, what's your reasoning here? MTV bass, that makes sense.
MTV bass, few tunes. There you go. I can listen to the tunes.
And gradually over time, they will change the music so you won't have to listen to the same thing on repeat.
Like a selection. There could be a reality television show happening there at all.
Yeah. Speaking of which. Well, I suppose it's one thing, it couldn't be one channel. I was going to say, you just stick on TLC.
What about me? I was going to say BBC World News to keep people informed. Like, you are all like fucking teleshopping on MTV base.
The news, I suppose, yeah. You might get a bit down, a bit depressed. But
Yeah. Unless there was good shit happening.
It's different every day, I guess. Do your head in during the day, though, because like every 15 minutes, headlines are the same.
Yeah, it's repetitious.
Mm.
Unless something bad.
Well, it was like, back happened. In the day when Nickelodeon turned into MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Then they have like class cartoons leading into some class music. And then you have a class sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with the news, though. I'll still stick with the news rather than.
We'll go with MTV. Bass now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And not just normal MTV or hits or MTV bass.
That's me least favourite MTV. Yeah. What about MTV too? Rocks, Spirit Rocks, MTV Rocks.
Oh, Kerrang.
Would you stick on Kerrang?
Oh, yeah.
Scuzz.
Scuzz. That's not a thing anymore, is it?
You can bring it back.
I'd love to. I'd love to. It's great. It was brilliant. Kerrang, is that still going? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Who the fuck listens to music? Do people still listen to music channels? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, Beehive Bedlam as well.
Fuck off.
No, I don't think any. Spotify's there now, so.
Yeah, and YouTube.
I'd have it on sometimes, though, if I was getting ready to go out. Stick on the music channels there.
Oh, no. Anyway, okay. Good question. That's what about it. You?
We have to think of something really clever here.
I'd probably go with the news, too, I guess.
Fucking hell.
The news and crying.
But maybe, and the news from, like, elsewhere. Euronews or Al Jazeera or someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting, because
yeah.
The people living around the house, I pick up bits of the local news from them.
That's why I went with BBC World News.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
You know?
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one, that.
Yeah, because the world, if you went with RTE News, you'd be just getting loud as you.
Yeah. Euronews always has some mad shit on it, so.
Yeah. Love it. Even the sports, just some mad sports. And you're like, what the fuck is that? Some fella with a play throwing it at someone else, and you're like, is that a sport? What country is this?
It's a big sport. We're very closed off here.
Mm.
That's a massive sport.
That play throwing?
Disc throwing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. If you have any questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com because this is the end of this bonus episode anyway.
It is.
And if you want to go to the live show, the tickets are still on sale. You can grab them on Ticketmaster. It's in 3.5 weeks. I'll repeat that again. It's in 3.5 weeks. So please get them.
3 weeks by the time it's coming.
3 weeks now. Yeah, 3 weeks. So get a move on.
Get the card out.
Bye.